news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the rainy night has turned into a rainy day. More details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, one of the three big things, top stories of the day on our website at fmtalk1065.com. As President Trump announces his re-election bid tonight in Orlando, he also threatens to deport millions beginning next week. Details straight ahead. Right now, let's catch traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still got a car off the ramp there, southbound 65, westbound I-10. Also a new accident, McDonald Road exit ramp to eastbound I-10. The state troopers are on the scene at Snow Road and Sky Vista Drive and Dawes Road and Ben Hamilton, just waiting for the wreckers. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, it's Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516 and find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If someone is hurting you, you can get help and protection from Penelope House, which helps victims of intimate partner violence to gain social and economic independence through shelter, counseling, advocacy, and referral to community resources in Mobile, Washington, Choctaw, and Clark counties. The center provides refuge for victims and their children when lives are in imminent danger. If you need help, call the Crisis Line at 251-342-8994.
708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, a Tuesday style. Glad you're here, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill came with traffic. Oh, and speaking of traffic, that's part of the metrics they put together for the 10 best and worst states for summer road trip in 2019. We have those details coming up. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A missing persons alert is in effect right now for a local man who has dementia, schizophrenia, and is bipolar, and he does not have his medicine with him. Cleon McCovey was reported missing by his nephew. He says he was last seen Sunday, June 16th at 1 a.m. at his home on Charleston Street here in Mobile. Mr. McCovey left the home at some point during the night and has not been seen nor heard from since. McCovey's known to frequent the area of the Salvation Army and also Greer's Market. He's described as being 68 years old, 5'8" and 180 pounds. His eyes are brown, his hair gray, with a beard as well. If you have information about Mr. McCovey's whereabouts, please call 251-208-7211. It's a big night for President Donald Trump as he's set to officially announce his re-election campaign for 2020. And watch parties are being planned across the state for the big announcement tonight at 7 p.m. The Alabama GOP and local Republican groups will host re-elect Trump parties as the nation watches his announcement from a rally in Orlando with the First Lady on stage beside him. The official Make America Great Again watch parties in our immediate area include McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, that's hosted by the Eastern Shore Republican Women, and the Fishbowl in Bruton is hosted by the Escambia County GOP, and Jim and Nick's in Montgomery, hosted by Montgomery County GOP members. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'd probably go to one of those watch parties here. At least you'll be able to get inside whatever venue's having the watch party. It looks like it's like a sold-out show down in Orlando for the president's campaign restart here for round two. We'll talk more about that coming up. And I mentioned a study out for you ready to drive, Wallet Hub folks. I'm sure it won't include Alabama, mm-hmm. call it hub, unless it's on the negative.
Yeah, the first thing they do is put Alabama at the very bottom of the list and then look for reasons to move us up.
Yes, welcome to the Wallet Hub methodology. But they base it on the fact, okay, Friday, the first day of summer.
Mm-hmm.
You never know it around here.
No.
But yeah, then on the calendar, it'll be summer. And in this study, they took 33 different metrics like traffic, gas prices, number of attraction, quality roads, and weather. And they listed the top 10 states to take your summer road trip to. Okay, so look through these here. North Carolina, number one. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'll be there this summer as well as we go from Tennessee into North Carolina. You got Gatlinburg on one side and Cherokee, North Carolina on the other. Love the Smokies. And so, yeah, each year we go to North Carolina.
And I would guess pretty tame weather up there in the mountains right now.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I've been checking the top of the Mount LeConte where we go hike. And there it's been upper 40s in the morning and like in the 70s during the day. It's a beautiful spot. Wyoming, another favorite state of mine that comes in. Minnesota. I guess it'd be pretty this time of year. Go up and do the drive around Minnesota.
Yeah, if you can pick the 1 month where you can travel through Minnesota when it's not snowing, pretty good.
Right, summertime would be good. Virginia, that's a pretty state too. Mm. Virginia, whether you're doing touristy stuff amongst other people, you're going to Colonial Williamsburg or something like that, or you're going up into the mountains and going into Shenandoah National Park or something like that. Great state. Texas. I love Texas. Mm-hmm. I probably this time of year, it's kind of hot, but still, Texas is a very cool state.
Lots of road-to-road trip in Texas.
Yes, it is. Texas is a neat place. New York State, you get out, you do the city. Northern New York, the state of New York, it's beautiful up there. Louisiana, I guess it doesn't make my list just because we go there quite regularly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a big road trip for us to go to Louisiana, but that's on their list. Oregon, beautiful state. Utah, beautiful state on their list. And rounding it out, Wisconsin. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So 10 worst road trip states.
Uh-oh.
Okay, counting it down. Yeah, they kept us in the list. Montana, Alabama, Mississippi, Kansas, Indiana, Arkansas, Hawaii.
What?
I guess it was because it's hard to make a road trip there.
I guess so.
Getting there and the gas prices are high, but once you're there, my goodness, those islands are beautiful. Connecticut, the nutmeg state. Yeah, I wouldn't have any reason to go there. Delaware, and the worst road trip state, according to the Wallet Hub folks, Rhode Island. Probably because there's not much, about half an hour, you're done with the state, and you're on to your next.
Yeah, pretty fast road trip through Rhode Island.
Now, what's your road trip schedule for this summer? Do you got a cool trip? You doing a family Griswold-style vacation? Let us know on the text line, 343-0106. All right, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police confirmed 28-year-old Xavier McConnell is a suspect in the shooting at CC's Pizza Sunday night. Police say McConnell got into a fight with another man on Airport Boulevard after retrieving a gun from his car. McConnell allegedly fired a shot and hit the building. He left the scene. He was captured less than a mile away near Hillcrest Road. An inmate is dead after a stabbing at the Fountain Correctional Facility in Atmore Saturday night. Correctional officers found 29-year-old Jeremy Rashad Bailey inside a housing area with a stab wound. Bailey was taken to a hospital, but he died. Officials say 31-year-old Jarvis Terrell Taylor stabbed Bailey. Taylor is serving a 30-year sentence on a first-degree robbery conviction in Montgomery County. A paralyzed rescue dog from Alabama is getting a chance to walk again thanks to the help of a vet tech in Pensacola. Frida was a victim of extreme abuse. Her back was broken, one of her hips shattered. Thanks to Sasha Corbett, Frida now has the specially made wheelchair to help her get around. The first wheelchair Frida had was too small, so Sasha turned to social media and a group came forward. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Arkansas, the first team eliminated from the College World Series. The Atlanta Braves continue their run through the National League. And a shooting at the Toronto Raptors championship celebration. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the College World Series, Texas Tech eliminated Arkansas with a 5-4 win yesterday. The Razorbacks took a 3-0 lead early, but the Red Raiders battled back with home runs in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings to take a 4-3 lead. Arkansas tied the game at 4 in the 8th inning off of a sacrifice fly from Jack Kenley. But in the bottom of the 8th, Texas Tech outfielder Cody Masters hit an RBI triple to drive in the winning run. And that put an end to the Razorbacks' season 1 year after they reached the College World Series Finals. Arkansas finished this year with a 46-20 record and also won a share of the SEC West Division title with a 20-10 conference record. In last night's winner's bracket game, the Michigan Wolverines shut out Florida State 2-0 to remain undefeated through their first two games of the tournament. Wolverines outfielder Jesse Franklin hit a solo homer in the first inning, and first baseman Jimmy Kerr hit an RBI single in the fifth for the final run of the game. Michigan pitcher Tommy Henry was the star of the game last night. He pitched a full game shutout and allowed only 3 hits with 10 strikeouts. Tomorrow, the Seminoles face Texas Tech in an elimination game at 1 p.m. Today, the other side of the World Series bracket will play. Auburn will try to keep their season alive in an elimination game against Louisville. Their first pitch is set for 1 p.m. And then at 6 o'clock, the winner's bracket game with Vanderbilt facing Mississippi State. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves crushed the New York Mets 12-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit the 11th leadoff homer of his career.
The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high towering fly ball left. Pretty deep. McNeil back to the wall.
That was the 17th home run for Acuna this season. Brian McCann and Ozzie Albies hit back-to-back homers in the 8th inning to give the Braves a dominant win in the home series opener against the Mets. The Braves have now won 10 of their past 11 games and are 2 games up on Philadelphia in the NL East race. The Phillies were set to face Washington in D.C. That game was postponed due to bad weather. St. Louis shut out Miami 5-0. San Francisco beat the Dodgers 3-2. And San Diego shut out Milwaukee 2-0. In the American League, the Yankees shut out Tampa Bay 2-0. The LA Angels doubled up on Toronto 10-5. Texas beat Cleveland 7-2. Boston shut out Minnesota 2-0. Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. Kansas City beat Seattle 6-4. And Cincinnati edged Houston 3-2. The Toronto Raptors celebrated their new NBA championship with a parade in downtown Toronto that drew 1.5 million people yesterday. The championship parade was not all fun and games, though. Toronto police say that 4 people were shot and wounded at the rally. 3 people have since been arrested for the shooting. Video on social media shows Raptors fans running from the shooting in a stampede from the City Hall Square. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said that 4 people suffered gunshot wounds, but did add that none of the injuries are life-threatening. Saunders added that others suffered minor injuries as they tried to get away from the shooting. Asked if it was a targeted shooting or related to terrorism, police spokeswoman Allison Sparks said that the investigation is currently ongoing. In NFL news, Los Angeles Rams running back Todd Gurley's trainer told CBS Sports that his client is dealing with a, quote, arthritic component to his knee. He did add that Gurley will be ready for the 2019 season. And veteran NFL quarterback Josh McCown announced his retirement from football yesterday after 17 years in the league. McCown played for 10 different teams and threw for over 17,000 yards, 98 touchdowns, and 82 interceptions in his career. He went 23-53 as a starter. And after his announcement, it was said that McCown is joining ESPN as an NFL analyst. He'll make his debut tomorrow on NFL Live. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks.
See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, construction has traffic slow again in 1 mile section of Cottage Hill between Azalea and Japonica Roads. Roads closed due to a drainage project. Going to last about a month there. As we're wrapping up accidents, southbound 65, the exit ramp westbound I-10 and McDonald Road exit to eastbound I-10. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. President Trump, big campaign rally announcing his run for a second term tonight in Orlando. I hear that the tickets long since have sold out, and they are putting TV screens outside for this. So we'll see more of the ramp up to the president's announcement tonight. Anybody's going to be surprised that he's doing it, but they're going to do it and make that announcement. Also, did you see the baby Trump balloon is expected to be there in Orlando?
Really?
And I don't know if we'll be able to see where the slice was made. Remember that woman in London that put the gouge in it and started draining the air out of that balloon?
Yeah, I think her name was Based Amy.
That's right, Based Amy.
She stabbed it with scissors and also, unfortunately, cut her hand in the process.
She had one job. I mean, it's scissors. But yeah, we'll talk a bit about the protest and, of course, the cheers for the president going on tonight in Orlando. That's coming up in just a little bit. Kelly's got our headline. And by the way, too, I know coming up in headlines, she's going to talk about Paris Air Show and Governor Ivey there, along with others. Podcast from yesterday's Midday Mobile, first segment in hour number two of the show. So the 1 p.m. hour of yesterday's Midday Mobile was actually probably segment two, I think, of that hour. I talked to George Talbot, the communications director with the city of Mobile, live from Paris, and got a rundown on day one. You can check that out online by going to fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast. Check out Midday Mobile, hour number two on Monday, and it's waiting for you. All right, Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey and Alabama lawmakers are at the Paris show this week in an effort to drum up even more interest in the world of aviation and space industry. The governor says, quote, along with our business-friendly climate, we have an unmatched workforce. I am confident our hardworking men and women will set the tone for aerospace around the globe. The state delegation led by the governor is scheduled to meet with 9 companies to include Raytheon, GKN Aerospace, Carpenter Technology, and GE Aviation. That's happening in France. Then they're going to head over to the global headquarters of Mercedes-Benz in Germany. Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield and business development teams from Huntsville, Mobile, Auburn, Tuscaloosa, and the Birmingham metro area are in attendance. This event happens every 2 years. According to the Alabama Department of Commerce, since 2016, aerospace companies have announced Alabama projects totaling more than $1.4 billion in new capital investment and has helped to create around 3,200 jobs. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, they are alerting the community to a sanitary sewer overflow. This one on Elba Club Road happened June 17th. 238 gallons of wastewater have overflowed into Perch Creek, all thanks to a grease blockage and break from a private lateral. Moss crews, they were able to unstop the main line, and the property manager was notified. Just a reminder, grease blockages, those occur when foods containing fats, oil, or grease are put down your drain. Moz is reminding you that they do have free containers for grease recycling. Just contact them at itseasytobeungreasy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. That goes on too many more times. We're going to have to rename Perch Creek. I'm not going to say what we're going to rename it, but It's in Perch Creek. A lot of times it makes the sewer overflow list, and maybe we could call it. All right,
without paddles.
I'm going to stop right there. The temptation is there. It's dangling in front of me, tempting me, but I'm not going to do it.
No, not at all.
At least not until the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. I'll also ask this question about road trips. Wallet Hub had their road trip list out, best states for road tripping, and on the bottom was Hawaii, and I guess it's going to be one of their metrics for the fact that you can't drive there. There's that problem. Mm-hmm. And then once you fly there and get in a vehicle, gas cost an arm and a leg. Maybe that's the issue. But I said, whether you go to Oahu or the Big Island, or just I really do love it. We got to go there last year, and I was in heaven, man. That place is awesome.
Maybe this list will reduce the traffic of people heading out to Hawaii, and prices will drop, and fewer people will be on the island. It'll be a little easier to make that trip.
Sure, that'll happen. I hope. But somebody on the text line said Hawaii is where their summer trip, and this texter, oh, man, I'm jealous. Grand Tetons and Yellowstone.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, you're down there along the Snake River and Grand Tetons and up through Yellowstone National Park. What a trip. What a great, great place and part of the world to check out. Yeah, we're talking summer road trips on the text line. So 343-0106. Got anything special planned? Let us know. And we can all compare notes. And then when you get back from those trips, we can kind of pick your brain and see, you know, what was good, where, you know, should we go there, should we not go there, something like that.
You know, I've no big road trips planned for me this summer, obviously with a four-month-old, tougher to do a road trip.
Oh, get ready the next about 12 years of your life, brother.
But last year, we flew to Missouri, but then drove around quite a bit once we got out there to Branson. Missouri's a really pretty place, too.
Show me state.
They show you
show
a
me
lot.
State. Show me state. Down there in southwest Missouri where you were near Table Rock Lake in Branson,
that's
a beautiful Ozark Mountains in there. That's
so
a
beautiful.
Great trip. Great trip there. You got those mountains stretching down into northern Arkansas. You go, you got all on the White River, you have impoundments and have these Bull Shoals Lake and Table Rock Lake and all that. Great place to go.
Yeah, and I know they put us, Alabama, low on the list, but that's where my road trips, I don't mind driving along the beach. I think that's a pretty nice road trip, even if it's only within striking distance of where I sit right now.
And I would offer this that I have so many times in the past. In our state, while people, we see all these tags from northern Alabama and stuff coming down to the beach, and I get it. They're coming down for that. We should go the other way when they do that. And, you know, I love taking trips up to the mountains. Mount Cheehaw was there just a couple weeks ago. That's a great, great place, Mount Cheehaw State Park. Also, DeSoto State Park and Little River Canyon. Lucky for us, too, coming up at the end of this week, it's free day at state parks. I think it's Friday is Free State Parks Day. We'll talk more about that later in the week. Get out and enjoy your Alabama state parks. We've got so many great ones, maybe ones you've been to, maybe ones you have not been to, that are right here, not too far, a couple, 3 hours drive from Mobile, Baldwin County, so maybe check those out this weekend. All right, we'll check in with News 5, and also Dr. Bill's got our forecast. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One person is in custody. Police are looking for a second person following a road rage incident in Fairhope. Police say Maurice Mayo of Mobile pulled a gun during the incident. He allegedly got out of his car to confront the driver of another car. Officers say the driver of that car jumped on Mayo's hood and smashed the windshield with his foot. Mayo was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm. Officers are still looking for the other man involved. Mobile police say the man arrested in the latest Waffle House robbery on the Gulf Coast may be connected to other crimes. 45-year-old Kazel Jackson was booked into Metro Jail Monday about noon. Hours earlier, police say Jackson robbed a Waffle House on Airport Boulevard near the shops at Bel Air. It's the fourth time a Waffle House has been robbed in Mobile or Baldwin County in less than a month. A Fort Walton Beach teenager is back in jail accused of stealing a vehicle in Okaloosa County. 16-year-old Devontae Scarver of Fort Walton Beach led police on a chase for more than 20 miles. Scarver's accused in the theft of two vehicles. Jake Maurer and his wife woke up on Father's Day to find both their car and truck missing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy by a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
China's foreign minister this morning warned the United States against opening a, quote, Pandora's box in the Middle East. He spoke after the U.S. announced it is sending 1,000 more troops to the region in response to increased tensions with Iran. Correspondent Frederick Plykin in Tehran has the country's response to the new troop deployment.
The Iranians continuing to say that they do not want this to escalate. They don't seek escalation. They want to solve all this diplomatically as well. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, saying Iran does not want conflict with any other nation.
President Trump has tweeted that millions of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. will be deported beginning next week. He writes, millions of illegal aliens have illicitly found their way into the United States. Germany's soon-to-be 65-year-old Chancellor Angela Merkel appeared unsteady and unwell at an event in Berlin today. Her body was shaking as she stood at an outside event in hot weather. Minutes later, she appeared to have recovered. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. FedEx is eyeing rural online shoppers with a deal with Dollar General to use up to 8,000 of the retailer's locations as drop-off and pickup points in the delivery network. The partnership will start with FedEx services offered at 1,500 Dollar General locations this summer and grow from there. Such a partnership helps cut down on delivery costs in rural areas. It will also offer a convenient option for returns, which FedEx says is a growing category. Through Dollar General, 90% of Americans will now live near a FedEx retail location. British Airways will source parts for its Airbus A320 fleet from Boeing, an inevitable outgrowth of the company's push into services. Boeing has already said its assorted aircraft seating ventures would eventually supply Airbus jets. And its acquisition last year of parts specialist KLX made a broader push into territory coveted by Airbus and look inevitable. On Wall Street, futures are solidly higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so showers overnight. Looks like still showers hanging around this morning.
Yeah, in fact, quite a bit of rain, thunderstorm activity over southeast Mississippi, and that is moving to the northeast and east. We could see some of that moving in here a little bit later. And also a lot of thunderstorm and shower activity over southeast Louisiana that will be tracking across the northern Gulf. So we're looking for periods of showers and thunderstorms today. And it's going to keep temperatures in the 80s, anywhere from 85 to 88 degrees for this afternoon. Now, all of that is due to an upper air disturbance that is moving across Mississippi and Alabama. That system will move to the east of us tonight, so shower and thunderstorm activity will be tapering off in the evening, and tonight we'll look for a low temperature of around 75, so a rather warm night. Tomorrow, with that disturbance moving on to the east, we'll have more sunshine, and just a few afternoon thunderstorms are possible, and up into about 92 for tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow, rather hot and humid. The rest of the week, for Thursday, another upper air system moves through, so we'll see an increase in afternoon thunderstorm activity on Thursday, high in the low 90s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high pressure is going to build over us. That's going to reduce the thunderstorms, and but it will also allow us to have more sunshine and, of course, warmer temperatures. So Friday through Sunday, highs will be in the low 90s, possibly getting into the mid-90s, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. So the weekend's looking good as far as keeping the rain away, but it's going to be hot and humid.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, it's looking good across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. We are looking at some cloud cover and some rainfall activity along the African coast. It's really early for anything to develop in that area of the Atlantic, so we don't expect much of it over the next few days. So it's looking good at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. So check out Dr. Bill's forecast right here. What is this, 64 times a morning?
Yeah, I think at a minimum, usually.
Of course, it's every hour, 24-7, and extra weather in the morning. Same thing with traffic. Same thing with news right here on Mobile Mornings, making sure you need to know. You got the information you need to know before you get to wherever you're going in this morning. All right, speaking of traffic, we'll check in with traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Tim Cockrell of Cockrell Body Shop. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Tim Cockrell is the third generation owner of Cockrell Body Shop in Baldwin County. He grew up in the business and today employs a team of about 11 people who serve customers that expect their damaged car to be returned to them in mint condition, just like it came off the lot. And Tim has a team that can do it too. He has the right staff, the right equipment, and I'm fairly certain, a knack for great customer service. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
Jim.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me that Jim crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Just one accident now. McDonald Road exit to ramp to eastbound I-10 is slowing up traffic just a little bit. And you've seen the radar northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. And traffic congestion again today in that one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road between Azalea and Japonica Roads as they're doing a drainage project. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile. Running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer. Market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You need the junk gone from your home, your business, the storage unit that you're paying on every month, and it's probably good a chances I could tell you what's in there that you could tell me what's in there. You know, you just know that it's a place where you've stuck a bunch of stuff and it's costing you every month. Hey, get rid of it. Get it done quickly with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be big junk. We've talked about it. Stuff outside your house, like swing sets, storage sheds.
Trampolines.
How the heck are you going to move that? Don't worry. That's Trey's job. Trey Bennett and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He can get it done quickly and efficiently. And the nice thing is, too, they'll set an appointment time with you, a specific day, a specific hour, and you get agreed on that. Then they meet you there. They quote you a price. And if you say yes, they get to work and get it done. It's that easy. Locally owned franchise of a big, big, great company. But a friend of mine, Trey, give them a call. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 741. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The race to the 2020 presidential run continues to bring candidates to our state. This week, Congressman Eric Swalwell of California is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for president. He will be in Birmingham. He will speak to the Alabama Young Democrats at the Birmingham District Brewing Company at 2:30 this Thursday. The congressman is gearing up to join 19 other Democratic candidates who are scheduled to participate in the first debates next week. The Young Democrats, they're hosting this week's event, and they say the event is open to the public. Big news for former students of ITT Technical Institute. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has announced that portions of their student loans will be erased as part of a new settlement. The settlement covers $2.3 million in debt owed by 289 students of the college. A college shut their doors down in April 2016 after the U.S. Department of Education cut off federal loans to the school. ITT then filed for bankruptcy shortly after and then shut down all campuses. There were three locations in Alabama to include Madison, Bessemer, and here in Mobile. The settlement is with the loan company Student CU Connect, CUSO LLC. So under the terms, CUSO will forego collections of outstanding loans. They held about $189 million in loans to ITT students between 2009 and 2011. The AG says this settlement is designed to bring relief to those who are victimized by ITT and CUSO. If you were impacted by this settlement, you will receive a formal notice from CUSO's loan service about their debts that it will be vacated and any automatic payments will be canceled. CUSO is also responsible for notifying credit reporting agencies of what is going on. According to the AG's office, ITT and CUSO will offer students temporary credit to cover the gap in tuition between federal student aid and the full cost of their education. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police confirmed 28-year-old Xavier McConnell is a suspect in the shooting at CC's Pizza Sunday night. Police say McConnell got into a fight with another man on Airport Boulevard. After retrieving a gun from his car, McConnell allegedly fired a shot and hit the building. He left the scene. He was captured less than a mile away near Hillcrest Road. An inmate is dead after a stabbing at the Fountain Correctional Facility in Atmore Saturday night. Correctional officers found 29-year-old Jeremy Rashad Bailey inside a housing area with a stab wound. Bailey was taken to a hospital, but he died. Officials say 31-year-old Jarvis Terrell Taylor stabbed Bailey. Taylor is serving a 30-year sentence on a first-degree robbery conviction in Montgomery County. A paralyzed rescue dog from Alabama is getting a chance to walk again thanks to the help of a vet tech in Pensacola. Frida was a victim of extreme abuse. Her back was broken, one of her hips shattered. Thanks to Sasha Corbett, Frida now has the specially made wheelchair to help her get around. The first wheelchair Frida had was too small, so Sasha turned to social media and a group came forward. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Arkansas is the first team eliminated from the College World Series. The Atlanta Braves continue their run through the National League and a shooting at the Toronto Raptors championship celebration. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the College World Series, Texas Tech eliminated Arkansas yesterday with a 5-4 win. The Razorbacks took a 3-0 lead early, but the Red Raiders battled back with home runs in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings to take a 4-3 lead. Arkansas tied the game at 4 in the 8th inning off a sacrifice fly from Jack Kinley, but in the bottom of the 8th, Texas Tech outfielder Cody Masters hit an RBI triple to drive in the winning run. That put an end to the Razorbacks' season 1 year after reaching the College World Series finals. Arkansas had a 46-20 record this season and also won a share of the SEC West Division title with a 20-10 conference record. In last night's winner's bracket game, the Michigan Wolverines shut out Florida State 2-0 to remain undefeated through their first two games of the tournament. Wolverines outfielder Jesse Franklin hit a solo homer in the first inning, and first baseman Jimmy Kerr hit an RBI single in the 5th for the final run of the game. Michigan pitcher Tommy Henry was the star of last night's game. He pitched a full-game shutout and allowed only 3 hits with 10 strikeouts. Tomorrow, the Seminoles will face Texas Tech in an elimination game at 1 p.m. Today, the other side of the World Series bracket will play. Auburn will try to keep their season alive in an elimination game against Louisville. Their first pitch is set for 1 p.m. And then at 6 o'clock, the winner's bracket game with Vanderbilt facing Mississippi State. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves crushed the New York Mets 12-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit the 11th leadoff homer of his career.
The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high towering fly ball left. Pretty deep. McNeil back to the wall. Leaping try. Leadoff homer, 1-0.
That was the 17th home run for Acuna this season. Brian McCann and Ozzie Albies hit back-to-back homers in the 8th inning to give the Braves a dominant win in their home series opener against the Mets. The Braves have now won 10 of their last 11 games and are 2 games up on Philadelphia in the National League East race. The Phillies were set to face Washington in D.C. last night. That game was postponed due to weather. St. Louis shut out Miami 5-0. San Francisco beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-2. And San Diego shut out Milwaukee 2-0. In the American League, the Yankees shut out Tampa Bay 2-0. The LA Angels doubled up Toronto 10-5. Texas beat Cleveland 7-2. Boston shut out Minnesota 2-0. Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. Kansas City beat Seattle 6-4. And Cincinnati edged Houston 3-2. The Toronto Raptors celebrated their new NBA championship with a parade in downtown Toronto that drew 1.5 million people yesterday. The champion, one and a half million, 6-hour party they had. But it was not all fun and games. Toronto police say 4 people were shot and wounded at the rally. 3 people have since been arrested for the shooting. Video on social media shows Raptors fans running from the shooting in a stampede from the City Hall Square. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said that 4 people suffered gunshot wounds. He did add that none of the injuries are life-threatening. Saunders added that others suffered minor injuries as they tried to get away from the shooting. Asked if it was a targeted shooting or terrorism-related, police spokeswoman Allison Sparks said that the investigation is currently ongoing. In NFL news, Los Angeles Rams running back Todd Gurley's trainer told CBS Sports that his client is dealing with a, quote, arthritic component to his knee. He did add that Gurley will be ready for the 2019 season. Gurley tore his left ACL while playing at Georgia in 2014. He'd go on to have all pro seasons with the Rams in 2017 and 2018, but then suffered an undisclosed knee injury in December of last year. Gurley missed the final 2 games of the regular season and played very little in the playoffs. And veteran NFL quarterback Josh McCown announced his retirement from football yesterday after 17 years in the league. McCown played for 10 different teams, threw for over 17,000 yards, 98 touchdowns, and 82 interceptions. He went 23-53 as a starter. Later yesterday, it was announced that McCown is joining ESPN as an NFL analyst. He'll make his debut tomorrow on NFL Live. 10 minutes till 8 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Traffic construction again today on that one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road between Azalea and Japonica Roads. The road's closed for about a month for a drainage project. As state troopers are ramping up the accident off of McDonald Road, the exit ramp to eastbound I-10. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway. Experience the premier showcase of sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, concealed carry apparel, and archery for the whole family. Out of Sight Outfitters. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, and thank you. A lot of people on the text line talking about trips they've taken or planning to take this year. We're doing that. It's road trip time. It could be foot trip, although because a lot of people realize I got a thing for hiking. They're texting me some hiking trips as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good stuff. Yeah, y'all keep it going at 343-0106. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're talking about location, 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 as a new list is out naming actually the worst place to live in Alabama. Of course, most of us want to be known as number one, or at least known for living in a pretty good place to live when it comes to raising our families. So when this new list was released, safe to say no one wants to be mentioned. But 24/7 Wall Street, they've issued the new list for the second year in a row, and Wilcox County has made the list based on poverty rates, educational attainment, unemployment, and health outcomes. Wilcox County has a very high poverty rate, 32% compared to 18% statewide, and low education attainment. Only 12% of adults in Wilcox County hold at least a bachelor's degree compared to 25% statewide. There's also a decline when it comes to the population, as that county is seeing 6.7% when it comes to population decline. Life expectancy in Wilcox County was 72.2 years compared to 75.7 statewide. The county's April unemployment rate of 7% is nearly double the national rate of 3.6%. Let's switch gears and talk about something great. I'm talking A-plus amazing, as two Mobile-based teachers will soon head to our nation's capital. They've been selected for the highly competitive White House History Teacher Institute. Teresa Rose, a fifth grade teacher at Corpus Christi Parish, and Diane Robinson is a third grade teacher at St. Luke's Episcopal School. They will spend a week in mid-July in student housing at Georgetown University, and they're going to learn from former White House administrators and historians. According to the White House press release, the teachers will take a private tour of the White House, and they'll learn even more more about new education technology developed by the White House Historical Association. More than 30 states, the capital, and the country of France will be represented. Both teachers are hoping to visit notable sites around D.C. to bring back even more knowledge to their students who love learning about landmarks beginning in the third grade. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I like this story. Maybe you heard of it from over the weekend. This is 633 scuba divers in Florida broke a world record Saturday by simultaneously cleaning up trash from the bottom of the Gulf and the Atlantic, I guess. They're doing the Atlantic. They did it on the east side. Okay, so here's how it worked. A bunch of scuba divers got together near Boca Raton, or as we like to call it, rat's mouth, in Florida on Saturday and attempted to break the record for largest underwater cleanup. Who knew there was such a record to be broken, but it was out there, and I'm going to try to recruit these folks to come here to the Gulf Coast. A previous record of 614 divers was set in Egypt in 2015.
Wow.
And the crew and rat's mouth down there just topped it. They did have somebody from the Guinness World Book of Records there, and the final count, 633 divers, so they beat it by 19. They should do it by the amount of trash removed, not how many knuckleheads show up.
Yeah, how many tons did you get? Let's talk about that.
Here's what they had. They have not posted the official total yet, but they're right next to a pier, a fishing pier, and they pulled out about 1,600 pounds of lead fishing weights alone.
Wow.
So what I'm thinking is that was a money-making venture for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds. So that's more of a salvage than a cleanup because that lead has value. I know that a decade ago, more than that, gosh, it's been a long time ago, there's a barge in the south end of Mobile Bay north of Fort Morgan, and I dove on it, and I recovered, I tell you what, I had to have repairs done to a boat, and I recovered enough in props, you know, stainless steel props that had been sheared by this barge off of boats to pay for my boat repairs. I mean, just went to the bottom of this barge there and collected the ones that I could get up. Some of them were buried in the sand or so heavy we couldn't raise them with our buoyancy control devices, but some we could, and we floated back in with chests full of props. And so, I mean, was that a cleanup or was that a salvage effort?
You're giving me ideas. I need to go out to a golf course, dive for some lost golf balls.
Come out with that fertilizer sheen on you. No problem, man. It'd be good for you. Be green. You won't be pink when you go in the sun. You'll be green.
Yeah.
All right, 757 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 3 on the way next. Y'all stay close. Here's news.